a man who does not sell panic nor fear, just calm, cool, and collectiveness. He's John Laser. He's the voice of the Hokies, and he joins us every Wednesday. And he's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Morning, Lays. What's happening, buddy?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. So we were kicking around the NCAA that they're going to unveil the top 16 teams on February 11th. Are you in favor or against of this?
Neither, because it's a pretty pointless exercise. It doesn't hurt anything, obviously, and it gives people like us something to talk about, and that's the most important thing, and the reason they're doing it, obviously, for TV and to stir things up, but it's not going to tell you anything. None of those teams are going to be a surprise, obviously. All 16 will easily be within the bracket and bracketology, and it also doesn't really mean anything for the teams that don't hear their name that day because, one, you've got another month to play, and, two, you've got three quarters of the field that won't be announced, and you also have no idea who the automatic qualifiers are to the conferences. So the content of it will be pretty meaningless, but, again, it stirs conversation and gives us something to do in February, which is a short but cold month.
It'll stir some conversation, but when I look at it, it's just 16. As it's been pointed out by many of our listeners, it's be a lot more interesting if they pointed out the bottom 16.
Whole field. Yeah, if they did the whole field.
Yeah?
Or the bottom 16. Yeah, it's an exercise for TV.
All right, we'll get to Hokies basketball here in just a second, but when schedules come out and Virginia Tech football fans stop on a dime, they were released yesterday. What pops out to you about the 2017 Hokie football schedule?
Well, the thing that popped out first, of course, which it did for most Hokie fans, was that there's no Thursday night games. I, for one, don't really object to that. I like the more traditional Saturdays, and I think last year the complaint was that you really weren't home at all on any Saturdays in October. So this schedule, you get that twice. So it's kind of a pick which one or which angle you want to go. But I actually like the way the schedule flows this year for Virginia Tech. I like the fact that you're going to get Clemson early in the season as your first ACC opponent. I know it's week five, and it's not exactly the first week of the season, but with a team that's going to be incorporating a lot of newer and less experienced players in the last couple of years, I think that's a good spot if you're going to play Clemson to get them. And I like the way the Hokies schedule flows from there. You've got three of your last four away from Lane Stadium, but I also think you have the teeth earlier on. So I like the way it stacks up. And again, Saturday to Saturday to Saturday makes it more rhythmic, I think, throughout the course of the year than it's been in my 2 years here in Blacksburg. And then Black Friday, I really don't have an issue with that down in Charlottesville either. You look at the crossovers this year, Wes, and the Hokies clearly with Clemson this year don't have the ease that they've had the last couple of years, and that goes to Pitt this year, who doesn't have to play one of the big three on the other side. So we'll see how that stacks up in the Coastal, but I think it's pretty balanced across the way. I like it.
We'll see how a lot stacks up in the Coastal, considering that basically nobody brings back a quarterback, and they do it Virginia and they do it Duke, but they still don't know exactly what they have there. You mentioned the Black Friday game. You don't have a problem with it. A lot of people do. And I tried to explain this because I know that fans aren't always into what happens in TV contracts, but the ACC's got a Friday night gig, and it seems to me right now that they're basically taking three games, Pitt, Miami, NC State, North Carolina, Virginia, Virginia Tech, until one of those three becomes more compelling, more interesting of a rivalry game. They're just going to rotate it in and out on Friday because they don't want to waste using Florida State or using Clemson on Saturday.
Well, and I hate to rile up my friends in Charlottesville because I know I have so many, but you know, the reason that you're there is because of where you are, and you look at the fact that you're right, Wes, TV rules the world. What were we just talking about with the release of the 16 teams in the NCAA tournament? Sometimes things are done just for TV, and the fact that you played the Commonwealth Cup at noon the last couple of years on Saturday, that's not, of course, prime real estate from a TV perspective, and the reason that you're there was the fact that the Hokies, up until this past year, again, it had dipped a bit, national relevance, and Virginia's not there. So the fact that you have the opportunity to potentially play in that Friday night game, I think, is a good thing for both programs. And unfortunately, they're not going to want to hear that, but it's going to probably be on Virginia to play themselves into that spot where that game has intrigue.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. You can check out the schedules. They've been posted at foxsportsrichmond.com. John Laser is with us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. All right, going back to basketball because that is the relevant season right now. Hokies have won back-to-back games, and they've won them by the slimmest of margins. And I'm listening to Buzz and Seth the other night post-game, and they're talking about toughness. Now, I admit, I was watching most of the football game, flipping back and forth. But you were there. You called it. Buzz and Seth are talking toughness after the win. Where do you see the toughness displayed?
Yeah, I think it was really an all-night deal for the Hokies in that matchup. And, yeah, there was clearly some possessions and free throws late in the game where you saw individual players demonstrate toughness. But I thought it was team-wide for the Hokies, and it was great to see because we hadn't seen it really at any point on the road except for the final 10 minutes against Michigan. Hadn't been a lot of true road action for the Hokies up until ACC play, but that was a game that was very evenly balanced between those two teams, and it was a game of mini runs, and I felt like on the road, when you give up a run of 5-0 or 6-0 and you have a lead and it diminishes and you're never without or farther away than arm's length, there's many opportunities to fold throughout that game. There's many big possessions where you need to get a basket to quiet the crowd, quell the momentum, and I thought the Hokies did that repeatedly in the game. Buzz and I were talking the other night about the fact that it reminded us of BYU last year in the NIT. The Hokies lost in that game, of course, but it was the same type of flow where both teams had an answer back and forth, and that is the sign of a tough team. We both took it as a positive in the fact that that was clearly the last game of the season last year for Tech, and he feels like they're further along in terms of their mentality and probably overall talent level than they were a year ago.
And you see that because and under Buzz Williams, I think the stat was, 3-16 going into ACC road games? So it's early on in the year, but to get one of those underneath your belt when you're talking about progress and coming together and cohesion, you get one, and I don't care where it is, Clemson, wherever it may be, getting that first one, that goes a long way down the stretch.
Yeah, and you can point to that number 3-16, and obviously that's not good at all, but you can toss away year one. He just did not have the team to compete on the road. And if you take that level of team out on the road, you're going to get slaughtered like the Hokies did 3 years ago. Last year, to pluck three wins on the road was actually relatively impressive, but it is difficult, man. I mean, you can look at what happened to NC State after they throttled the Hokies at home. That's a good basketball team, as Duke just found out a couple of nights ago, and they go on the road to where the Hokies are going on the road, the Deem Dome, and they get hammered by 51 points. So, you know, you have to be able to mentally put away the wins, but more importantly, put away the losses, because there are going to be nights when you're not one of the maybe top four teams in this conference where you're going to get it taken to you pretty good.
Yeah. You see, by the way, speaking of taking it to you, did you see Louisville Pitt last night?
Yeah, I was watching some of it. I was up at the Kenny Brooks women's basketball show actually watching it over his shoulder. And, yeah, it was like 50-point spread before the half. It was unbelievable because I know Pitt's struggling right now, but they've got the conference's top two scorers and two very prolific forwards on that team. I don't quite understand the struggle there. And, yes, Louisville's a very good basketball team. I said to somebody, Wes, I was sitting there, I said, well, the good news is we get to play Pitt. The bad news is we've got to play Louisville, both, I think, in the same two-week stretch. So, yeah, I mean, that's life in the ACC. But, no, I didn't see that one coming at all.
I think what was the final score was 106-51. I forget what the halftime score was.
It was 106-51, and Rozell Nix, who looks like an offensive lineman, was out there running up and down the last 8 minutes for Pitt. It got fairly comical for everybody outside of the Oakland Zoo.
It was a beatdown. Lays will join us on the other side. He'll stay with us. We're going to talk about the game tomorrow night against North Carolina, another road game. And, yes, then we'll talk about multiple crazy things as we'll have a lightning round. John Lazer brought to you by Cowan Gates, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. 7:46, Wes McElroy, John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Also updating you on a story that we're following out of Virginia Beach in the Virginia Zoo. They have lost a red panda. They have not seen it since Monday night. You have a red panda in your backyard, you should check our website, foxsportsrichmond.com, for the proper authorities and phone number to call. But we have a red panda missing in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Have you looked out back, Lays? Have you seen her?
Well,
check the parking lot of Starbucks.
See a panda out there, yeah, he's down getting caffeinated. If I did find a panda, I don't think I'd call the authorities. I think I'd just keep him.
He's kind of cute. I was telling Paul, he's not your traditional panda. He doesn't have that.
Yeah,
He looks like
they are cute, but they're fairly deadly too, aren't they?
I think they are nasty suckers. But this one's a little
bit
different.
Give me a hug.
Face on the floor. Now this one's a red panda. Looks like the best way I can describe it. It looks like a panda, a squirrel, and a red fox got together, and voila. It's a little bit different
voila.
Looking. And voila.
Why don't you go into further detail? Play-by-play skills.
Trying to clean it up for the families, man. It's a family-oriented program. The kids are listening right now. It's all about the kids.
Are.
I don't know. I just hope somebody's listening.
I'm going to miss the bus, Mom. I'm listening to Wes. I don't think that's your audience.
Going to go to school today and ask about a red panda, a squirrel, and a red fox getting freaky. John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Before we get into other freaky stuff in the lightning round, tomorrow night, going to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina. Virginia looked really good last night. We mentioned Louisville and what they did to Pitt last night. In your estimation, is North Carolina the best team in conference right here, right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're the most difficult matchup, clearly, for Virginia Tech, just because what they're able to bring to the table off the front line. But Notre Dame's a very disciplined team, and clearly they struggle against Virginia because they're an even more disciplined team. So those are two very capable teams, and you're right, Virginia did look very, very effective last night, particularly on the road. That was a very impressive performance. But hands down, from a talent perspective, I think you have to go with North Carolina right now without seeing a ton of Louisville outside of their dismantling last night of Pitt. I know that's the way Buzz Williams is looking at it going into this matchup, because there's just so much length and athleticism and explosiveness to deal with when you're talking about the Tar Heels.
You got Florida State, you got North Carolina, you got...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Florida State's in that conversation, too, as far as the most talented, but I think the experience and the fact that they beat them head-to-head probably gives North Carolina that edge.
All right, tomorrow night, Virginia Tech, North Carolina. You can hear the action with John Laser, 96-1, the planet. Lightning round, please. Couple questions from Lays for me. Couple questions from me for Lays. You, please, my friend, have the floor first.
Why did Big Ben need to say any of that stuff at all about considering options yesterday? We know he's coming back next year. We know he's emotionally hurt and he's sick of getting blasted on Twitter like the rest of the Steelers are, but he didn't need to do that.
Oh, he didn't. But it's Ben. He likes the drama. He's the guy in the group that likes to... He likes the drama. He likes the sympathy card to be played. He likes the, oh, are you okay? It's what he does.
I know why he did it. I'm just saying, why did he need to do it?
Because he's Ben Roethlisberger, and this is what he does. Next. Oscar nominations were announced yesterday. I have not seen a single movie nominated for Best Picture, so let's dumb it down for the audience to our level. Best movie you saw the past year was...
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I thought it was a very, very down year for movies, at least the ones that I saw this year. I really liked Sully. It was probably the best movie that I've seen this year. I know that many feel as though that got somewhat snubbed from award season. Very close second, though, Wes, to Office Christmas Party. I mean, that had a flowing plot, Oscar award-winning performances throughout. I've seen more bad movies this year than I've seen good movies, unfortunately. But I really like Sully, I guess.
All right, Sully. No football this weekend. I also want to see Hidden Figures. That looks good. But Sully?
Yeah, there's a couple that I want to see. I do want to see La La Land, I will say. It's been such a phenomenon, I feel as though I owe that to myself.
Next!
Are you more of a degenerate if you bet on the Pro Bowl or the Puppy Bowl?
I have always thought you are the biggest degenerate in the world if you gambled on the Pro Bowl, until I found out that you could actually gamble on the Puppy Bowl. Now, you can't gamble straight up on the Puppy Bowl, but you actually have prop bets that you can gamble on the Puppy Bowl. I mean, can you just imagine walking to the window in Vegas and trying to legitimately have that sentence come out of your mouth? I'll take the over on the amount of poop on the floor. Like, it just...
And the guy in the cage is just smiling. He's like, yeah, man, I remember my first trip to Vegas, too. I've been there, bro. It's going to be all right.
That's right.
Straight cash, homie.
Next. Monday marked National Pie Day. What's your first round draft pick of pies?
I'm pretty boring when it comes to pies, because as you know, I grew up and my father was a diabetic, so we didn't have a ton of desserts. But my favorite pie is pumpkin pie. I don't get into all the chocolates and the mousses and things like that. And I'm not a big fruit pie guy. I know you find that hard to believe. But pumpkin pie with a little dollop, there's a good word for you, of whipped cream, always goes a long ways, particularly at Thanksgiving. More to blame for the Packers' loss, Olivia Munn or Aaron Rodgers' brother, who I'm sure has a name, but it doesn't really matter. I know you know what it is because he does have bachelor experience.
I told you for the third time I have given up. The bride does not watch the
Bachelor
anymore.
Answer the Aaron Rodgers question. That's a cheap shot, and you have to take those.
It's neither. It's injuries on top of injuries, and the Atlanta Falcons are a good team.
Well, if you had to pick one or the other,
I don't blame
Olivia.
Hey, Jimmy Bubba,
play the game.
There's a woman to blame, but it's my own dang fault. It's Jordan. We'll blame the family. He doesn't get along with the family.
Oh, you do know his name.
He wrote me right into that one, jackass. Next! I hate this compelling power that you have over me. You sucker me into these things. 49ers announced yesterday they are freezing ticket prices for 2017 and 2018, basically because they're so god-awful. What other team in professional sports should do that?
Can I not comment on how god-awful the San Francisco 49ers are? There are so many teams that should do that. The Minnesota Vikings should do that if we're going to be on. Same thing, brand-new stadium, disappointing performance, haven't been where you wanted to be in a number of years. Cleveland Browns should do that. Half of the NBA should do that. The Minnesota Timberwolves should give away tickets. You know, I mean, yeah, a lot of teams should do this, but they won't. And, you know, that's just window dressing for the Niners and try a PR stunt. I'd love to listen to KNBR out in San Francisco today because I'm sure they're not buying it either.
Indianapolis Colts as well. Most underachieving franchise in the past 5 years.
You can charge me whatever you want for an Indianapolis Colts ticket. As long as on the way in, I can give a little smack to the cheek of Jim Irsay.
Get out of here. Have a good Wednesday. We'll be listening tomorrow night.
All right, buddy.
John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case.